BBC. Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
I'm going to say it, this podcast is one of the best ones we've done. I mean, I will be downloading this later. On it, a football fan calls up a radio phone-in, has a rant, and then it goes really, really wrong. Radio 1 DJ Alice Levine looks like she eats Viennetta, and we have proof. Simon Webb off of Blue walks past the studio. We react badly. And the end of an era. The one that doesn't speak is leaving the show. Enjoy the podcast.
BBC Radio 1.
You know those times in life where sometimes you mess up, you make a bit of a mistake, an idiotic one. But sometimes you can style it out. You know what I mean?
Mm.
And you can kind of go, even though you know you've messed up and got it wrong, you can be like, I meant that, yeah. And there are other times when you really can't, and you just have to hold your hands up and say, okay, this is embarrassing now, I'll be off. And here is a prime example of that this week from BBC Coventry and Warwickshire. So there was a football phone-in going on. Coventry have just played Crewe in a cup match. And this lad phones up the football phone-in. Now, he's been at the game, and he's really annoyed because Coventry should have won. And he's really annoyed that they drew 0-0. So let me play this guy now, calling up the football phone-in on Coventry in Warwickshire.
To be fair, look at the results tonight. Did you any of you actually see that result coming? Because for me, although we were absolutely sort of professionally took apart the first leg, I never saw that result coming tonight. 0-0 away, and we needed to win. I thought we'd at least win 1 or 2-0.
You can tell he's annoyed.
Mm.
Shouldn't have been 0-0, should it? So that's all fine. He's making his point on this football phone-in. Except then we learned that the guy phoning up had definitely gone to the match, but had left slightly early.
Right, OK.
As you're about to hear.
Amazing.
Something to share about Dan. The most disappointing thing for me is the fact that we've just gone there and we didn't even get a goal.
Dan, we won 2-0.
What?
We won 2-0 tonight.
What do you mean we
went 2-0
tonight?
The final score tonight was
Crewe
Alexandra 0, Coventry City 2. That was the final score.
I'm not having that. We left 2 minutes before the end of the game. Yeah, we didn't win 2-0 tonight.
And you lost. You, if you left 2 minutes before the end, you didn't see the two goals. We won 2-0.
We won 2-0 tonight, apparently, lads. I'm not having that. You haven't won.
No, it's generally... It was a Crewe-owned goal and a Leon Clark header. We won 2-0.
You can't start that out, can you?
So, there's no backtracking.
You can't... You just have to go, oh, rubbish.
That is awful.
So, Dan, after calling up, having a rant about his team, he left 2 minutes early and missed two goals.
Well, that's a lesson learned.
I know. You just have to go, oh, okay, my mistake.
Hmm.
Listen to his reaction.
Dan, we won 2-0.
What?
We won 2-0 tonight.
What do you mean we won 2-0 tonight?
Does that remind you of anything?
Dan.
The main thing for me is the fact that we've just gone there and we didn't even get a goal.
Dan, we won 2-0.
Dan! 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 Dan!
Same.
Dan!
Oh, this Dan! Guy must feel like an utter tool.
Dan!
We won 2-0. It's like talking things that you can't style out. One of our friends went to a shop last week and paid for what he bought at the counter and then said to them, yeah, can I have some cash back, please? And the bloke behind the counter went, I'm sorry, sir, you paid in cash. So
oh.
Can't really have cash back.
Yeah.
I'd quite like to know other instances where people have, like, where you just can't style it out anymore.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Yes, David in London bought a packet of crisps at a garage and then said, to eat in, please.
Okay.
What do you do?
There's some really good ones, isn't there?
Yeah.
There's a person who got into their car, into the passenger seat side, and then took the key out to then go and start the engine in front of everyone else. Kids in back seat.
I like Matt, who was like in a Chinese and went, Sagaloo, please. You're in a Chinese. Scott Mills, BBC
Radio 1. Hiya, Steve.
Hello.
All right?
Yeah, great.
What are you saying?
Well, basically, I was in my auntie's house one night, and a car beeped outside. I went outside my auntie's house thinking I was getting my mother's car. She was the same colour as my mother's car at the time. Got in the car, shut the door, thinking it was my mother, asked, "What's for tea, Mum?" And a bloke in the front seat turned around and said, who are you? What do you think you're doing sitting in the back of my car?
Just got into a random bloke's car. I've done that before as well.
How did you style it out?
You can't.
I didn't really, and trust the fact I was only about 11 years old at the time.
Just have to get out of the car, don't you, and just like pretend, like try and wipe it from your mind like it never happened.
Yeah, I basically said, sorry, mate.
I'd done exactly the same thing about a year ago. I'd ordered a taxi.
I was going to say taxis must be the one.
Yeah, ordered a taxi, got into the car, went, "Hi." He's like, "What are you doing?" "Oh, sorry, wrong car." Scott Mills Daily. Kayleigh's been on Twitter introducing someone as Andy, who's actually called Mark, is always a bit awkward.
Oh, yeah.
Awful. When it's the wrong name.
You're getting the name completely wrong.
What can you do? You can't style that out.
If you've met him earlier in the pub as well or something, and you're like, "Hi, but Mark, you're right." And there's no way coming back from
I've
it.
I've so done it. No way of coming back. You just have to go, "Okay, I'm rubbish. I'm sorry." Or the person that went to the cinema last night and went, "Hello, Orange Wednesday, please."
Yeah.
It's Thursday. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Tonight, you can watch all the shows live online. Big name artists and DJs passing through the studios all night. So you've got Annie Mack from 7, Pete Tong, Screamin' Benga, The Essential Mix, Annie Nightingale and B-Traits for 12 hours of non-stop dance music. Do you think there's going to be pressure for people to
perform?
Yeah, to dance.
What do you mean? Well, if you're DJing, you don't need to, do you?
Well, the thing is, right, you've got the cameras on you for 12 hours. You can't just sit there, can you? Like, you're playing dance music. I think you've got to pretend that you're in the club.
Right, okay.
And normally, that doesn't happen. I mean, Pete Tong's there, he's got a cup of tea on the go, he puts his feet up.
No, he doesn't, surely not.
So, I think tonight he's going to have to make a special effort. Not just him, Screamin' Benga, the whole lot. Anyway, that'll be a good watch. Tonight from 7 o'clock on the Radio 1 website, Annie kicks things off with a special live lounge late from KTB. Mm-hmm. There's going to be sets from Rudimental, which you can watch, Felix the House Cat, Waze and Odyssey, Monster, and loads, loads more. And you can see what they do while they're mixing the tunes. So, Access All Areas Dance Night tonight from 7 p.m. on BBC Radio 1.
You might be able to answer this for me. It's not true that Annie Nightingale's normally eating a Viennetta throughout her set.
She has been known to, but she won't tonight. Well, she'll probably have it under the desk so you can't see it.
So that room is true?
In fact, I've got other Viennetta news in a minute. Keep listening. The Scott Mills Daily. Well, I've got some late Brits gossip for you. You know, some stories hit straight away, bam, the next day. Mm. Some filter through a couple of days afterwards. This is one of those. It's about a Radio 1 presenter, and it's about Alice Levine, who presents 10 p.m. weekday show with Phil Taggart. If you've never seen a picture of Alice Levine before, then do an image search on her right now. Alice Levine. Why are you Google searching her? She works here.
Yeah, no, I'm just interested to see what comes up. With these things, you know, it's always interesting, isn't it? What comes up on the old images.
Everyone listening now, search for Alice Levine before I tell you the next story.
Spelt it wrong.
Just so you've got it in your head. Have you spelt it like Avril? It's L-E-V-I-N-E. Yeah. Anyway, so Alice Levine goes to the Brits, has a lovely time at the Brits, gets in at 5 a.m. to her house, opens the freezer, and boshes an entire Viennetta.
Wow.
The whole thing. I mint one. The whole thing.
On her own.
On her own. No one else around. She's got like the chocolate flakes around her mouth.
Were you there?
Something I've heard, no. But like she's trying to not let it get out. But like a whole Viennetta, which as we know, should only be like, you should never eat on your own. And it should be a special occasion, not just a random Thursday morning at 5 a.m.
I don't know if this is a weird thing to say, but just looking at
her... She is quite posh, though, so she probably eats it all the time.
If you were going to say she was a form of ice cream, that would be it. I don't mean that to sound rude. You know, if I was to look at a girl and say, what pudding
would she look like?
She's not like
you might
a
go trifle.
Yeah. Like you might say banana fritter, but she's not.
Gatto.
She's definitely...
She's a Viennetta.
She absolutely is, which is why I told people to image search her before, because you look at her, you think, yes, Viennetta.
Yes, Alice Devine looks like a Viennetta.
She's kind of got that certain thing about her, hasn't she?
It's all, ooh,
Viennetta. Anyway, so that's out there. Just spread it around, do whatever you want with it. But a whole Viennetta to herself, and actually that's quite a lot of food from the freezer, I think you'll find.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I love that she's on Twitter. She's obviously listening to this right now with the Viennetta banter.
Yeah. Alice Levine, listen to this from her show last night.
I didn't even use a spoon. Spatula. I just used a spatula.
Oh, she's so posh. She eats Viennetta with a spatula. Who has a...
Spatula.
Who has a spatula to hand?
That. Oh, I've just got a spatula drawer. Scott Mills.
Now, there was a bit of a party last night for one member of the team. They're dropping like flies at the moment.
Yeah.
It's like there's one every week.
Yeah.
Is it something I said? The one that doesn't speak is off. More on this a bit later on.
Beautifully put.
Not off. I mean, that's suggesting he might be like dead or something. He's still very much alive.
Mm.
But he is... He's leaving Radio 1 after... I don't even want to say how many years, really. So we had, a while. It's been a while. So, last night there was a little party in his honour, and I played a set of power ballads, which I was really, really pleased with, but I don't think the crowd were feeling it.
I mean, you've complained about this to me today, so it was really nice last night, because for the party, everyone, there was a few people DJing, so, like, I would do... five songs, and you did five songs, yep. And Claire, the receptionist here, did five songs.
That's not her normal environment. I mean, she hasn't been on the decks for 28 years, we found out.
It was incredible. One of our bosses did a set. It was all really nice. And yes, you were almost critical of the crowd.
I was like, why aren't they dancing? Why aren't they singing? I played Aerosmith, I Don't Want to Miss a Thing. That is a surefire banger anthem.
It was huge. The songs you picked were great. You finished on a bit of an odd one.
Yeah, I was bored by then. You know, you know that thing where I said, don't put me on too late?
Yeah.
Just a bit too late, because you insisted on going on before me.
Well, I had to go on before you, because Becky had turned up. Now, Becky was meant to do a little
Well, this
set
is a sham as well. Let's talk about this. So Becky turns up. She's booked for a DJ set, five songs. She doesn't turn up with any CDs. She's like, I thought there'd be some when I got there. Do you think Calvin Harris says that?
Yeah, I don't know what world she's living in, but... It doesn't understand how it works.
Swedish House Mafia turn up in Rio. Oh, sorry, I thought there'd be some CDs when I got here.
But she did turn up. She turned up with an emergency CD. She turned up with a Foles album.
I've got a Foles album. Oh, that's all right, then just play that.
So what happened is we then decided, I said, well, I'll tell you what, you team up with me, because I've got a playlist of bangers. And,
well, see, I didn't think they liked your Little Chris checking it out that much either.
I thought Little Chris checking it out went down really well.
And I think it's fair to say the Hoff jump in my car divided opinion.
I thought everyone would think that was hilarious. And then I put this song with the Sunset Strippers on.
Yeah, that was a big one at the time.
People just looked
at me. No one knew it. Just disappointing, but really good. What?
Sounds like Little Chris.
Here he is, Little Chris. It's not, it's One Direction. One way.
Daily.
Some people are asking if we get to finally hear the one that doesn't speak as today is his last show. I'd rather not.
I don't know. I worry that it would end on a bad note that way. I mean, given a microphone, what would he say?
I don't know. I don't.
Sorry,
think
it's a bit awkward.
I don't think it would be
here.
Good. I mean, you know, you hear the one that doesn't speak's work every single day, listeners, but you've never actually heard his voice, and I don't think that's something that they need to hear.
It might just be a little bit like he speaks.
It'd be a bit weird. I know. It's like, this is not supposed to happen.
That's not how I expected him to sound.
you get that all the time, do you? It's like, oh, you don't look like you sound. But yeah, they haven't seen him or heard him.
Yeah. A unique position to be in on radio.
Scott, why is everyone leaving your show? I know it appears that way. It's not James and Essex. I mean, there's a whole new team waiting to start. Anthony from Newport thinks the one that doesn't speak...
Well, am I all right?
You're fine at the moment. Anthony thinks the one who doesn't speak will sound like D-Love from the BBC digital radio adverts. He does actually sound like that.
Hey, everybody, get digital radio.
Kieran in Sheffield says, if Becky's parting gift to the show was the Gangnam Style rap, then perhaps the one that doesn't speak could do the full dance routine on webcam. He doesn't want to fuss. That is Dizzy Rascal and Bassline Junkie. Hey, everyone. Have you ever wondered what fun would look like from behind the band? Have you ever wanted to see the back of fun?
Fun in 360.
Next Tuesday from 10 a.m. in the Live Lounge, don't miss a very special performance by global sensation Fun. As part of Radio 1's Access All Areas, we're giving you the chance to watch the experience like never before. We're installing special panoramic video cameras to give you a 360-degree view that you control on the Radio 1 website. Join me, Sarah Cox, next Tuesday from 10 a.m. and get 360 degrees of fun in the Live Lounge at around midday.
Fun in 360
on BBC Radio 1.
Some people looking forward to Fun in 360.
Can you explain this to me? This isn't
No, I can't.
Rotating.
Played the thing with Sarah Cox. She explained it perfectly well, I think.
So we have control of these cameras that can see all around.
Yeah, 360 of the band Fun.
Yes.
And that's what
you
happens.
Because if I got control, I mean, I would probably do that as well. Go...
For their behind.
Well, no, but just because you can. I don't... Maybe I'm just weird like that.
What, so you want to see Nate off of Fun's bottom?
No, do you know what? I don't particularly, but...
Right,
I encourage
but that's what you would do.
I encourage the technology and we'll be testing it out.
So, is that what... Do you think that's what the listeners will do?
I think it's the first thing the majority of people will do. They won't just look at the camera thing from the front. They will go venture
to behind. Yeah, they will.
And if Fun want to avoid that, they are going to have to constantly rotate to try and beat the camera.
I'd love to. I love that they were just constantly turning around during We Are Young. Just rotate. They are, because that's what listeners will do.
But then they're going to have to be wary.
They are. Just putting it out there, Fun. Just reminding you to rotate now and again. This is Scott Mills. We're going to do Real or No Real now because, well, there's something happening at 3:45. I don't want us to get too excited. We don't really need to leave too much room, but I thought we'd do it an hour before just to, you know, not confuse. Well, it's going to confuse people anyway because people, let's face it, no one's working now. Everyone's pretending to work. And you're probably going to think, it's going to trick you into thinking it's nearly 4 o'clock.
It's not.
It's not. It's only like nearly 10 to 3. But we're still going to do Real or No Real. Shifted an hour earlier. Is that all right? Sorry to spring this on you. I know you don't like change. And here's your first one.
New Google employees are called Noogalers and are given a baseball cap with a propeller on top to wear on their first Friday.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Is it? Really?
Yeah, I would want that.
It does sound incredibly...
Geeky?
Geeky, yeah.
Oh, I've got a new hat to wear with a propeller on.
I'm a Noogle.
But only on Friday.
On that basis, I'm going to say this is real. Because it just seems like, although it's rubbish, it seems that it's... Okay, right, it's not rubbish then, it's amazing.
One of the biggest companies in the world, if not the biggest. You've just called them rubbish.
I'm...
Well, the hat you've called rubbish.
I'm saying that just the idea of all... I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Yeah.
Doesn't really surprise me. And next, I wonder if you have to wear it. It's probably a sackable offence if you don't. Oh, do I have to wear the hat with the propeller on? Yes, put it on. Next.
When the internet was first being developed, it went by the name the Galactic Network.
Well, that's rubbish.
Yeah, but so's the World Wide Web. Isn't it? I mean, when we're thinking about it, I actually prefer, what was it, the Galactic Network? Yeah, I prefer that. Much prefer it.
Was it Berners-Lee that came up with that name, the man that invented the internet?
I don't know, because everyone... Do you know what this Berners-Lee thing confused me? When he popped up at the Olympics, I thought, right, they're, you know, an inventor of the internet. Then Dan and Phil claimed to have done it, and then it just... there's a lot of people saying they were involved.
Yeah, that was me. It's like, was it, though?
I think they're all staking a claim on it.
And also, why is Tim Berners-Lee, who we were all surprised by at the Olympics on his computer there, why has he just disappeared again? I've been making the most out of that. That's a big deal.
Massive deal. We've said it, but I've put the offer out there. If he wants, I think I could get him a few gigs I think he could be doing...
Tim Berners-Lee, DJ set.
Yeah, Oceania. You know what I mean? Like, I would love to see him.
So, internet's first name, Galactic Network, yeah. Real or no real?
I'm going to go real.
That one is real.
Yeah. I wish it stuck.
So sorry, I've just been distracted by somebody walking past.
Who was it?
I think it was...
I'm distracted as well. Yeah.
Definitely is. Hi, Simon.
That's quite a hat.
Simon Webb of Blue.
It definitely is, isn't it?
Doesn't happen every
day. What an honour. Is that for the one that doesn't
speak? That's right. It's here he is. It's Simon Webb. That's not a present for you, the one that doesn't speak. It's not a special guest.
What are you doing here? Is the first question.
It's Lee Ryan. He can hear you.
It's quite a hat.
And next.
Sir David Attenborough is single-handedly paying to keep his local milkman in business. The velvet-voiced friend of the animal kingdom says milk just doesn't taste right from a plastic bottle.
Okay.
So, David Attenborough's milkman. He's keeping him in business.
Mm.
I like people that still have milk delivered.
What do you mean?
Because it's like...
large,
I've not
large...
seen it happen. Does it still happen?
Yes,
I've not seen it happen
it
for
does.
A while. Who has milk delivered?
Do they?
No, you don't.
I do.
No, you're joking.
No.
You don't still have milk. What, actual bottles outside your house?
Have you never...
In bottles?
Milkmen are still on.
It's not the 70s. Do you actually?
I don't think you understand what you're saying right now.
I haven't seen a bottle of milk outside someone's house for years. I didn't know that was still on.
It's on.
I do apologise to everyone that has milk delivered. Real or no real? David Attenborough's milkman.
Do you know what? It's not just milk you can get. On a side note, you can get everything.
Bread, I know you...
Cheese.
Can and, you?
Yeah.
Seriously. Well, this is incredible. I'm going to do this.
But generally milk. David Attenborough's... I'm saying real.
That one is no real.
Okay.
I'm just writing down, get milk delivered. Next.
Humans cannot walk in a straight line without something to look at. When blindfolded, humans gradually start to walk in a circle.
I'm going to go real on this one. It just sort of makes sense in my mind. That's it. That's my reasoning for it.
That one is real.
Yes.
Let's speed through this last one, shall we?
Famous underwear designer Calvin Klein says he actually much prefers to go commando himself.
Wait, so
a
Calvin
real
person?
I know this is going to sound really stupid.
Doesn't
right,
wear but, his own underwear.
But a real is he? So he's a real person.
What do you mean? Is he a real person?
Well, I just thought he was a mythical.
Yeah, they all are. Him, Jeff Banks.
Are they though? Because you just don't see him out and about, do you?
Pierre Cardin, all real.
I'm trying to think who else. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Like, I just assumed it was like a sort of a funky name.
No, there were. Well, you didn't realise it was a person.
No, I didn't. I didn't. Is there a picture of him?
Mm.
Very different how I imagined it looked.
What did you expect him to look like?
Just a picture.
What did you think he would look like?
Well, I don't know, because in all the... When you buy a box of those, they're generally the lower half of a very ripped male.
Right, and that's not him, is it?
I don't think this is the person that's on the picture. But then you don't see the face, do you? So.
Has it crossed your mind that Calvin Klein might be the model on the picture?
Oh, wow.
He looks a bit like the Hoff. Anyway, real or no real, Calvin Klein actually goes commando.
Real.
That one is no real.
Of course he doesn't. He wears his pants at all times with his own name on. And at the end of that...
I scored 30.
30 points. That's now how you did on 81199.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1. Earlier on Real or No Real, Chris was amazed that Calvin Klein was an actual real person.
I just think in my head, I didn't expect him to look like that, no. At the very least.
Paul Smith, he's real.
Know George him? From Asda.
George is... I don't know about George. Ray-Ban. Real.
We're just saying these.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Chris is here, hiya.
Hello.
Becky's here.
Hello.
Becky's come back just for this bit of the show. You're going after this, right?
Yes.
Yeah, hi. Right, OK, I've got something to say. We touched upon this a bit earlier on. You don't know him, and you never, ever hear him, apart from once, and that was a mistake. But someone very important to me and to my show is leaving Radio 1 today after a long time. Like, a long time. Like, even...
Like, before I was born long.
Yeah, and before I was even invented.
Or as a twinkle in my parents' eye.
Yeah.
Is that one?
No, I've known about this for a while, and he doesn't like a fuss. I mean, I've bought him a cake, and that's about it. But I can't not mention it, really, especially after Becky got a three-hour send-off. But after more than 10 years, actually more than 10 years, the one that doesn't speak is leaving us today. Similar to Becky, he couldn't cope with my increasingly diva-like demands and tantrums, so he's decided he's off. Now, I know it sometimes sounds like that we do just kind of throw this show together every day, but behind the scenes, the one that doesn't speak has worked so hard every single day to make this a brilliant show. If you've ever listened to this show and laughed at the calls or some of the stupid stunts that we've done or the weird ideas, most of that has come from the one that doesn't speak's strange brain. And I do feel really sad because we've worked together for so long and I can't really believe that today is his last day. We started working together on the 4 o'clock in the morning show ages ago where he was very pale. And and we soon found over a lot of meetings, normally in the pub, quite near Radio 1, that we did kind of find the same things quite humorous. And from these meetings, we would get napkins, which is what I'm reading off now, and we would write ideas down, like One Night with Laura, where we tried to find love for Laura, who used to work on the show, and ended up going on a tour in a tour bus around the UK, holding X Factor-type auditions to try and find her a boyfriend. She's now married to one of the finalists, by the way, and is expecting a baby. The one that doesn't speak did all that.
Hang on.
He's not the dad.
I meant the idea.
It's very clear.
And when you used to hand out that phone number that we gave you ages ago to someone who you fancied, but they fancied, but you didn't feel the same, Flirt Divert, that was him. Lloyd, the football expert. The real meaning of R. Kelly's Trapped in the Closet. Once again, he didn't make Lloyd. He just kind of invented him on the radio. The incredible talent of the singer Wing. Scott Mills, the musical. Barry-oke. Karaoke only for people called Barry. Quite specialist, that.
This is quite a tribute.
Calling Dutch florists and getting them to read out 50 Cent lyrics as the message on the card. Fun and Filth Cabaret. Random Acts of Kindness. Scott Cam, where they put cameras in my house for a week and you saw everything I did. The one that doesn't speak's fascinating and intricate, genius, bonkers mind was behind all of these. And today, it is his last day with us, and I just want to say thank you to him for being absolutely amazing. I thought he might be crying by now, but he's not.
Yeah, no, I didn't again.
Yeah, he's dead hard, isn't he? Now, the one that doesn't speak has, like I said, invented some really good things over the years and also has managed to persuade some of the biggest stars in the world to do things like this.
Hi, I'm Mika. And welcome to Mika Masala.
I can't even remember what that was.
Was this really on?
It seems to be a curry feature involving Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika. And welcome to Mika Masala.
And then there was...
Hello there, I'm Kat Deely, and welcome to Kat Deely Has a Feeling.
And who can forget...
Hey, I'm Chase Crawford, and this is my baby food challenge.
That was your idea, because you wanted Chase to feed you baby food.
Well,
it had nothing
involved
to do with the one that doesn't speak.
I'm blaming him.
Yeah.
And then... This is good.
Hi, I'm Paris Hilton. Smell my finger. Hi, what's your name?
I'm Andy.
Hi, I'm Paris Hilton. Smell my finger. What is it?
Curry sauce.
Yeah!
That was good. And for me, this is one of the One That Doesn't Speak's finest radio moments. He did this.
She has one of the UK's finest voices.
She's the Brit Award-winning, multi-platinum selling Adele. Now she returns with a brand new album. Adele laughs popular TV themes. A whole album of Adele's favourite shows through the medium of laughter. Adele does This Is Your Life. Listen to a soul superstar cackle The Simpsons. And many more. Hear Adele's dirty laugh taking on some classic themes. Adele laughs popular TV themes. The new album.
See what I mean about his weird brain? So, yeah, I just want to say thank you very much, One That Don't Speak, for all these years of service and keeping us lot in check every single day. You've been brilliant. Is that right, Becky?
Yes.
Chris?
Yes.
Now, I've got a question. Actually, can we use the voice changer for this? Because I don't want his identity.
Should we test it with Chris first, just to see if it...
Try that. Try that, please.
Hello?
Yes.
No, that's fine. So his identity won't be revealed. So, One Didn't Speak, are you... Okay, just speak there now. Hello.
Hello, Scott.
This is weird.
I'm on.
You're on.
It's really weird.
We finally let him on the radio.
It's a sad day today,
I've got
but
a few
I just
things to get off my chest.
No, don't do that. I've got a question. Would you mind playing a final game of the game that you invented? Oh, What's Occurring with Me?
Is this like karma? Is this where it all catches up with me now?
No. It's just some of your best bits are going to be on the games that you've played with us over the years. You'll see what I mean in a minute. It's not a setup.
I should say yes then, shouldn't I?
I think you should. Okay, so a final game of Oh, What's Occurring with the one that doesn't speak.
Scott Mills.
On BBC Radio 1.
Well, the tributes are pouring in, the one that doesn't speak.
Okay.
Tom from Loughborough says, he may have never spoken on air, but he's had me crying with laughter for many years.
Thank you, Tom.
Okay, so it's now time for a game we used to play on the show and was invented by the genius One That Doesn't Speak.
Oh, what's occurring?
A chance for you to win some Scott Mills points. Have you ever won any Scott Mills?
I haven't got any Scott Mills points.
Right, okay, so here's your first chance to win some on your last day. Playing in the studio, we've got Chris. Yeah.
Hello, yep.
Becky's here.
Hello.
Hiya. And for the first and last time, the one that doesn't speak. Are you ready?
Ready.
Now...
You can tell he's just always wanted to say that.
Yeah. The only problem with the one that doesn't speak is that he doesn't speak, only through this voice changer, but he has featured a number of times on Oh, What's Occurring as part of the games we play. So this is a one-off Oh, What's Occurring, One That Doesn't Speak special. Now, you're very musical, aren't you, One That Doesn't Speak?
I've had my moments.
Yes, and your favourite instrument is?
The Swanee whistle, Scott.
That's right. These were very popular at the time. So much so you almost released an album, but there were contract issues. So it's time for this.
Oh, what's occurring?
I'm going to play you a classic performance from The One That Doesn't Speak on the Swanee whistle. For 10 Scott Mills points, all you've got to do is tell me which track he's playing. Simple as that. Now, remember, these used to be awful, so they did take ages to guess. So to speed things up, I'm going to say the first person to say what it is, 10 Scott Mills points. Mm-hmm. Here he is on the Swanee whistle for the last time. But what's this song he's playing? Yes?
It's Sigur Rós and Hoppy Potter.
You sure?
Yeah.
What?
It could be Poppy Holler.
Yeah, you can have that.
Lovely.
It's 10 Scott Mills points.
It was pretty obvious.
It was. Not to them. Okay, and here's your next one on the Swanee whistle. But what is it?
This is obvious.
Oh, milkshake, his milkshake.
Sorry, I keep putting you on the voice changer.
His milkshake.
Bye.
Khalees.
Oh,
yes.
Got it.
It's easy when you know.
Mm.
And what's this one?
Have a clue what I'm playing.
It sounds like a kettle.
What was I doing?
Question we often ask. Anybody?
Not a clue.
It was.
Tune.
Once again, what was I doing?
Did you record this at home?
That's right. It was Freak Me, of course, by Another Level. Okay. So at the end of that, you got your first Scott Mills points. 10.
Yes.
Okay. So this is Oh, What's Occurring for the last time. One doesn't speak special.
Oh, what's occurring?
Now, we've been talking about so many of his talents over the years, but this next one is something that we never expected to be his forte. Let me take you back to 2010, when we found out that the one that doesn't speak really is good at apple bobbing. I think it was Halloween. I think. So we're going to listen once again to the infamous time that the one that doesn't speak went apple bobbing, using a voice changer to maintain his anonymity. There were four apples in the bucket. He simply had to get them out using only his mouth. For 10 Scott Mills points, tell me how many apples he managed to get out in 1 minute. What's your answer, one that doesn't speak?
Even though I did it, I have no idea. 2.
He says 2 in a minute. Becky?
I think he did quite well. I'm going to say 4.
Mm.
Chris?
I think he was a machine with this. I'm going to go 3.
Okay. I've got your answers. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
This is classic. Here is the one that doesn't speak. Apple bobbing. Hi, one that doesn't speak.
Hi, Scott.
Now, we've changed your voice using our amazing voice changer machine to make your voice a bit higher so that no one discovers your identity.
Yep, thanks for that.
And it's, oh, what's occurring? Apple bobbing. You see that bowl there?
Yes.
There's 4 apples in it, isn't there?
There are 4 apples in here.
I want you to get as many out of that bowl in 1 minute using only your mouth, OK? One that doesn't speak?
Yes, there's lots of water in here as well.
Yes.
So I'll be bobbing apples.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
3, 2, 1, go!
I'm not very good at this.
Your voice has really changed in that time.
Yes, isn't it?
Yay! 1!
Does this go on for? It's making me feel a bit sick.
Not long. Come on, you're running out of time. Wow, that happened. Yeah, we are going to shoot. The answer was 3, and you said 2.
Yeah, brilliant. So I got that one.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you don't have enough points for the spice rack. Not 10 over all the years. Now, we do have something special just to end on from another person that owes a lot to you. And here she is, all the way from over the other side of the world. In the future.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Ring. I'm so excited that I was invited to do a singing as a singing present given to your producer who will be leaving. I am sure everybody enjoyed his shows and he has been working so hard for us. I'm sure everybody will miss him and will wish him to have a prosperous future thereafter.
That's lovely. A posthumous future.
That's right. Of course, that is Wing, the lady who I ended up flying over to do Radio 1's big weekend 1 year with my own money. She's done you a song, Mother Doesn't Speak.
Oh, great.
So, let's say thanks once again.
Thank you, Wing.
And thank you to Wing. She's done this specially for you. She has recorded it on cassette.
It is what I think it is.
It is what you think it is. We love you. Thank you.
That your dream came true. She gave you things I didn't give to you. Oh, fame, why are you so shy? It's like you to hold back or hide from the light. I hate to turn up out of the blue and invite it, but I couldn't see a way, I couldn't fight. I could hope you could see my face and you're reminded that for me it isn't over. Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I lose the pain, but the best for you too. Don't forget me.
Yeah.
That was stunning.
That was great. Thank you very much.
That was so beautiful.
I know. Thank you very much, one that doesn't speak. We're going to miss you very much.
Thank you.
Oh, I told you it was a good show. We're back Monday between 1 and 4 on BBC Radio 1. Come and join us if you can't get the free podcast, this one, from the Radio 1 website.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
The one that doesn't speak is currently on a stretcher. Hi, one that doesn't speak.
Hello, Scott.
Have you ever done this kind of thing before?
Never.
Okay, he has got his trousers off, and the nice lady here is going to wax you. It's wax distraction. How many questions can you get right while you're being waxed?
Poke it.
Let's find out.
Does this hurt at all?
Apparently it's fine. Ah, the wax is coming. What is Gisele Buchanan in the Guinness Book of Records for?
Oh, God. See, going out with Leonardo DiCaprio.
No, she's the world's richest supermodel. Right. What is Ronaldinho's nickname in Brazil?
Dave?
Gaucho. What are the colours of the Brazilian flag?
They're yellow and blue and green.
Correct. The official language of Brazil is A, Spanish, B, Portuguese, C, Italian, or D, Brazilian.
It's Portuguese. Oh, God! That side's more sensitive for me.
Which river flows through Brazil?
The Amazon!
Yes. And that is Wax Distraction. Well done, one that doesn't speak.
Thank you, Scott.
You now have one bald leg.
Oh, Jesus, look at that!